This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, one last time, one final time for 2025 Tolos. You get an opportunity to make your voice heard. It's the Tolo Takeover one final time in 2025. 844-326-3663. And when you do call in, you can rant or rave or cheer or moan or complain about whatever you want to complain about or whatever you want to talk about. But I do have a question for you. If you just got off work, heading home, just got in the car listening, I do want to know. I want to know, number one, who your favorite sports team is. And when you tell me who your favorite sports team is, I'm going to tell you and see if you agree or disagree what your sports team's New Year's resolution should be heading into 2026. So you can call in with whatever you want to talk about. But I'm going to ask you for your favorite team, college or pro. And when I do, I'll tell you what that New Year's resolution should be. 844-326-3663. A lot of phone lines are open right now. A couple of Tolos already getting in. Again, 844-326-3663 is the number. Also, a quick bowl game update for you. Duke leads Arizona State now 35-24. The Blue Devils starting to pull away. Michigan, Texas tied up at halftime 17-17. Utah looks to be pulling away from Nebraska 24-14. Not even halftime yet there. Iowa took down Vandy 34-27. Those are all the bowl games today. And then tonight, college football playoff, Miami, Ohio State. Let's go to Dewey. Dewey starting things off today. That could be good. That could be bad. I don't know. Dewey, it's Tolo Takeover. What's on your mind?
First of all, happy bad new year. It's Y2K. So the electricity's going to be cut off and everyone's going to be walking zombies at 12 a.m.
What are you talking about, Dewey?
It's Y2K.
I don't believe in that kind of weird stuff.
Well, I don't either, but it has to be mentioned anyway.
Okay.
I got something I gotta say though. By the way,
real quick, Arizona State. Oh, like 90. I don't know if it was 90 yards, maybe 80 yard pass, almost scored, trying to claw their way back in from their own 20. A big pass play all the way down to like the 2 yard line. Sorry, Dewey. Go ahead.
Yeah, he should be kicked off the team for dropping that pass.
Yeah, he should be.
But anyways, I was listening, and I missed something yesterday. It was that I should have commented on, but I just didn't. You talked about the snow chances. First of all, Chris Justice is the one spraying those god-awful rumors about snow. It is not going to snow. It's not going to snow tomorrow, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Never. It's going to be 80 degrees. So, Madcraft, you need to find another weather person. And whoever else, Chris Justice should be fired and taken off the television. And so he should take his computer away from him and suspend his license.
Dewey hit us with a 6, 7.
Yes, that should be outlawed too. But yeah, that's a travesty. That should be outlawed, and every little kid who says it should be sent to the corner and spanked. But anyways, I wanted to get that out because it's not going to snow. It's not going to snow this winter. I promise you.
Yeah.
If it does this winter, I won't call for a week.
Oh.
So it's not going to snow this winter. And secondly, Gamecock, you get it together in 2026. You suck. All your teams suck. Now, the softball team's good and volleyball team's good, but everyone else sucks. Mm. And the Atlanta Braves, I'll do a resolution on Atlanta Braves.
Oh, you want me to give you a New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
All right, bullpen. Bam, bullpen. I would even say not even only bullpen, but pitching. That's my Braves. That's my Braves New Year's resolution. The Braves have got to get back to getting some pitchers. And I'm not saying injuries have been a big part of their inability to succeed. But pitching, to answer your question, that we've got to get better in that department.
Yes, they had got a couple of bullpen guys, so hopefully that helps. I don't know about starting pitching. I think starting pitching is still going to suck. So Walt Rice is going to be 1 year and gone. He's going to be fired, too.
Mm. Oh, great. So, sounds good.
Yeah, I got to go play with my bottle rockets now and blow things up.
Wow.
Oh.
Thanks, Dewey. That was something else. Really something else. Good call, I guess. But I'm with you on the weather. 844-326-3663. If you just tuned in, Tolo Takeover happening. Tolos, it's your opportunity to take over these very airwaves. Nashty and TT, they're getting upset picks in on the text line. But I got bad news for you. Upset picks challenge, guys. It's over. It's done. Let's go to the phone lines. T Experience. What's up, man?
Why do I have to always pinch myself every time Dewey goes off the line? Like, is this really happening?
How do you think I feel? Huh? How do you think? I don't know. You don't even know what to say. How do you respond to it?
Right. Who wants to follow that up? Man, anyway, give me my Florida Gators and my Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I like that. Florida Gators and Buffalo Bills. All right, let's go Buffalo first. And this one's not going to – this one, you're not going to like this one. But your New Year's resolution for the Buffalo Bills should be to fire Sean McDermott. That was my – here's why. That was my overreaction on Monday. I love Buffalo. I'm not a Buffalo fan. I love the team, love Josh Allen. I love all the weapons that he's had in his time in Buffalo. I don't love Sean McDermott. I just like – I think this will be the experience. If Sean McDermott doesn't win a Super Bowl with this team – it will, and this quarterback, it'll be one of the biggest sports failures ever. Like, what's changing? I know that's like a hot take, and Sean McDermott's a good coach, but something's got to give, man, if they don't win at all this year. Am I wrong there?
It's not a hot take because it's time. It's for the last, I would say, 2 years, he's been overdue. You've had opportunities on the line, but that stubbornness of coaching style, that's not going to work, especially with a high-caliber offense. You got Joe Brady as an offensive coordinator. You had Brian Daboll before that. You know, so it's not like it's bad play. It's bad decision-making and clock management, time management.
Yep.
It's been his biggest Achilles heel for these last few years, and it's not getting any better at all. So it's time. It's time. Put that baby to bed.
Yep.
Let him get his walking papers. He got to go.
I hate to say it, man, but like good coaches get fired. That's the reality of it. Sorry, you know, like it happens. So, all right, Florida, New Year's resolution for Florida. I've been saying this for a few, maybe months, years now. My opinion on Florida. I know you're a big Florida Gators fan. They've had talent over the last few years, but I think Florida, where they've kind of fallen off, and if I would give Florida a New Year's resolution for 2026, as the portal opens on Friday, I think Florida's got to get back to being nasty in the line of scrimmage. You've got to get back to having those dudes up front that can compete with the Georgias of the world in the SEC. And I don't watch Florida every game, but from what I have seen from them, that's what I've noticed. They've got talent. They're just not winning up front on both sides of the ball, right or wrong there.
Right. It's a commitment. It's like, again, with the portal opening up these last few years, you got a lot of in and out. I get that. But and that's going to happen with today's college football. But the previous years, not – so much as a dynasty, but Florida football, again, like you said, it was nasty.
Yeah.
Up front, the offensive line, you know, we always had a pretty decent offensive line every year, you know, a couple of holes here and there. But that defensive line and linebacker core, man, it was just solid. But, yeah, we got to get to that edge that we used to have, like the Javon Kearse days back in those days. Yeah, so I definitely agree on that.
Well, T-Experience, Happy New Year to you and your family. Appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you next year.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, next up, Tolo Takeover, 844-326-3663. Phone lines are open. You, Tolos, can take over your these airwaves right now. Phone lines are open again, 844-FANFONE, F-A-N-F-O-N-E. Madcraft is up next, and I would hope that Madcraft finally has a score prediction for his Miami and Ohio State game tonight. Do you have a score prediction yet, Madcraft?
I do, Cole, but first off, man, the day's here. It is here.
Are you nervous?
And I well, of course I'm nervous. I think anybody would be rightfully nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
But I am going to tell you something, Cole.
Tell me.
I smell something in the water.
Oh, huh.
Something, a little
Phil Collins on this Wednesday.
I'm just saying. There's something in the air tonight. There is something in the air tonight. I'm just telling you. There's a feeling. Also, do me a favor real quick. Have you checked where that betting line is?
Yeah, I said right a minute now? Ago, it's dropped 2 points.
2 points.
What's up with that? A lot of money coming in on the other side, right?
A lot of money coming in on Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's huge movement in an hour span.
You know, that's what I'm saying. That might be something in the water, brother. You know, maybe a lot of people are starting to look at that film and saying, whoa, wait a minute.
All right,
Miami might be able to play with these people.
Look, I think they can play with them. You'll never hear me say, I don't think Miami can play with Ohio State. I like Ohio State. I will say this. I don't think Ohio State this year is unbeatable. I thought last year they were, even though Michigan got them and, you know, they tripped up, I thought that team in the postseason, they were tough. It was my preseason pick. They won it all. I think they can win it all again this year. I just don't think they're unbeatable. I think there are other teams out there that can beat them. I think Miami can beat them. But I'll say this. Carson Beck's got to have a good game tonight, man. Carson Beck's got to have a big game tonight.
We have to be on our P's and Q's, man. And look, we did well against Texas A&M in a very hostile environment, right? We know how Ohio State fans travel. It's not going to be the same, but it'll be somewhat lopsided in their favor, right? But we sustained ourselves. Penalties were at a minimum against Texas A&M. That's what we got to do again.
And turnovers.
We have to. Yes, and turnovers. So we've got to be disciplined. That was one thing that me and you had not discussed in the previous 2 days was, you know, what if this is a game where it's a turnover determines the game, you know?
Well, Beck in Miami, they've turned it over at key times in the past year.
Yeah, we have, but we actually have the better turnover margin against Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah,
by like 4 or 5, I think. So, you know.
And look, I'll say this real quick on the whole turnovers thing. Turnovers are important. There's no doubt. But I will say I've watched a lot of football. You have as well. I don't care about turnover numbers at this time of the year. What I care about this time of year is when do the turnovers happen? Timely mistakes, timely turnovers. If you tell me Carson Beck turns it over in the first quarter and the second drive, okay, whatever. But if Carson Beck turns it over in the third quarter with a minute and a half to play, then we're talking about one of back-breaking turnovers. You can't have back-breaking turnovers tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. Sometimes it's not necessarily when the turnover happens. Sometimes, to me, it can be, you know, well, I lost my train of thought on that one.
Do you have your pick?
I do. I'm going 23-17.
Who?
You know who.
I don't know who. Dewey said you're picking against your team on the stream.
Dewey knows better than to say some garbage like that. Y'all know better
than
that.
Say it with your chest, Madcrafts.
I smell something in the water. There's a Cat 5 coming. There's a storm of brewing, baby.
And your pick, one more time, official. Say it with your chest.
23-17, Canes, baby.
23-17. A hurricane is a brewing. Dewey would, refute your weather statement there as he does. All right, let's do it. You got big plans for the game? I mean, going out, staying in? I mean, what's going on? How is Madcraft a diehard Miami fan watching the game tonight?
Okay, ironically enough, I can't. I cannot go out. I can't go anywhere. I can't even go hang out with all of my friends who are gathering together to watch this game. I can't do that. I have to sit at home. I have a really, it's like an old 1990s old LED U-shaped window light that I have plugged in on every game day. It's plugged in right now. I am wearing my Miami pajamas. I even went to the store in them earlier. I got my Miami pajamas on. And then I also have a Miami sweatshirt on with my hoodie on because I'm outside right now. All Miami decked out. My Christmas tree lights are orange and green. And then my light string on my house is orange.
Oh, my God.
We're ready to roll, baby.
So you're not watching it with people just because you're, like, too nervous or what?
Well, no, this is how I've watched
the most important games all
year.
Okay.
I got to do it.
All right. Well, hey, best of luck to you. Happy New Year. Appreciate you. And I'm sure I'll hear from you on my cell phone if you guys do win.
Well, you'll hear from me regardless. Okay. But Happy New Year's to you as well, brother. Yep. And happy holidays, man. And be careful. And much love.
Appreciate you. Same to you. All right, we've got time for one or two more. Let's go to Somerville, South Carolina. Tom in Somerville up next on the Tolo Takeover. I cannot wait to hear what Tom has to say today. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. You know, I keep seeing all these people
complaining or making fun of the SEC for losing bowl games. All right? Y'all need to get one thing on straight, okay? The SEC every week just gets beat up. They don't play cupcakes, okay? These players, they've been playing for 3 months, just nonstop physicality that these other conferences don't have. And, you know, some of these teams, you know, they could care less about playing in the bowl games. They could care less. So y'all need to understand that the bowl games do not matter when it comes to, you know, conference pride. And if you got something to say, well, you know how it goes. Other than that,
Tom, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. The SEC, the brutals. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's the dumbest.
Know it's true.
No, that's
Everybody
the dumbest thing.
True.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about Mad Cat real quick. Rightfully so, he's happy about his Miami Hurricanes, and I think they're going to win tonight.
Oh!
But the thing is, you know, Miami, they're playing Duke, they're playing Wake Forest, they're playing NC State. They're not playing Alabama every week. They're not playing LSU every week. They're not playing Vanderbilt every week. They're not playing, you know, Georgia every week. They're playing Wake Forest. You know, they did play Notre Dame. I'll give them that one. But it's just common sense. And, you know, that's the discussion that these people don't understand. But, you know, today's New Year's Eve. I just want to say Happy New Year's to all the people out there. All the Tolos. I hope everybody stays safe. And if Dewey's your Uber driver tonight, you might want to just wait for the next one to come around the corner.
Just walk home, right? Just walk.
Just walk home. I know Dewey's going to have a couple ice cold lattes tonight.
Lattes.
And, you know, at the end of the day, I think we all are standing behind Mad Cat tonight and hope that the Hurricanes go up there and take care of business. To beat the Ohio State Buckeyes.
What's Tom,
Nobody likes Ohio State.
What's Tom and Somerville's New Year plans tonight?
My New Year's plans tonight's quite simple. My wife asked me what I wanted to, or what we should do tonight.
We.
I said we are watching the Cotton Bowl. She said we. I said it's an invite. Take it or leave it. So I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna find me something to eat. I'm gonna make her a nice dinner. And at 7:30, I'm sitting in the recliner, and I'm not getting up till the ball drops.
Oh, man, are you gonna watch the ball drop?
Yeah, I'll be up. Okay. I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, Happy New Year to you and yours. I appreciate you all the way from Somerville, and keep it safe down there in Somerville tonight.
We'll try. Go Gamecocks.
Tom in Somerville. All right, we've got a run. We've got Bill Bender of the Sporting News coming up in the very next segment on the Joy Law Firm text line. Mitchell says, tell Tom to put a seatbelt on. Oh, the... Yeah, no kidding. I'm with you on that, Mitchell. Was that dinging the whole time? I didn't even notice that. I think I'm just so used to hearing Tom call, probably on Bluetooth, right? And that ding, ding. I think I might have missed it today. So, Tom, put your seatbelt on when you call so we don't ding. All right, Bill Bender, the Sporting News next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.